News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. A shaken Pennsylvania community trying to make sense of a senseless stabbing at their high school. Candlelight vigil held last night in Murraysville, where a 16-year-old stabbed 20 students and a security guard.
I don't know the victims, but my heart is with them and their families.
Well, I think if we can offer our prayers for those that have been affected, it's important to do it.
The FBI is involved in the investigation. They say agents are executing search warrants as they collect both electronic and physical evidence. The suspect in custody was a sophomore at Franklin Regional High School. The trial continues for the Merrill man accused of killing his wife about a year ago. He's 50-year-old Mark Buckey, who's accused of killing his estranged wife, 48-year-old Anita. He at first reported her as a missing person before her body was found in a Taylor County swamp. More of the 70 witnesses will take the stand today for a fourth day of proceedings. It is the third of testimony. District Attorney Don Dumphy says he expects to wrap up his case Friday, and then the defense will begin. Wausau officials are considering measures that would provide some financial help to the struggling Wausau Center Mall. With JCPenney's closing and other empty storefronts, CBL Properties is hoping that Wausau might forego a year's worth of rent and other mall-related expenses. Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple says with the economy not so good, things are working against the mall now.
City malls have historically struggled in a lot of cities. Stevens Point, a classic example, also Green Bay. Milwaukee just recently helped out their city mall downtown with some developer money to keep that mall running and being vibrant.
Now, any forgiveness of leasing or other fees would still need city council approval. A former Weston man is accused of ripping off investors, including some of his own family members, by claiming to be a stockbroker. He's 34-year-old Andy Vang, and he used fake business cards and letterhead. He's accused of stealing $170,000 from would-be clients. Prosecutors say before that, he pretended to be a doctor at St. Clair's Hospital. A criminal complaint says Vang told his victims that their money was going into blue-chip stocks like Hewlett-Packard and Apple. A brokerage house in Madison that Vang said he worked for received calls from his clients, and they filed a complaint with state regulators. His bond has now been set at $200,000. The Wausau Fire Department is hiring more than just a chief. They've also been reviewing applicants for firefighters. The interim chief, current police chief Jeff Hardell, says conditional offers of employment have now been issued.
We have five current openings at the fire department. We interviewed eight individuals. We've offered a conditional offer of employment to five of those, and then, of course, they have to do some additional tests to satisfy that requirement, and then they will be on board if they pass.
As for filling the chief's opening, they are down to three finalists who are going through the interview process. Walmart is going organic. The world's largest retailer is partnering with Wild Oats to roll back prices on organic foods. Although the products are typically more expensive than conventional foods, Walmart says its lineup will be at least 25% cheaper than many other organic brands. It's time to check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for some scattered light showers early on today, then turning mostly sunny. It'll be breezy like yesterday and fairly mild, a high of 59, a west-northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36. For your Friday, partly or mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a couple of showers, a high of 60. On Saturday, rain likely, maybe a half inch or so, and maybe a few rumbles of thunder as well, high of 56. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We are seeing some light scattered rain this morning. It's generally south of Wausau. Track that with our interactive weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. You can zoom right into street level of your neighborhood. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.